Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at beliciofoods.com/careers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Morning Show right here on Main Street TV, where we are blessed to have several friends from Cub Scout Pack 5058.
Yeah.
Whew. Why was that so hard? No, welcome, because we love when you guys stop by, because you're always either talking about something really, really fun you're up to, or food, or both.
Both this time, I think.
Yes, yeah. Both this time. So if you all would, let everybody know who you are.
I'm Michael Miller, and I'm part of Pack 5058.
Okay.
I'm Stephen Johnston. I'm the current Cubmaster for Pack 5058.
Okay.
And I'm John Stabler. I'm the current committee chair for 5058.
Oh, you're not just John?
No.
Okay.
I'm just John for most folks.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Sorry, that was... Stephen, would you please introduce yourself again?
There we go. I'm Stephen Johnston.
Mic turned on is good.
I'm the current Cubmaster for Pack 5058.
Okay.
And I'm Michael Miller, and I am a...
Arab Light Scout.
Arab Light Scout for Pack 5058.
There you go.
Okay, very, very good. And so now we all know each other. And so you all have something coming up that... Well, it's kind of been a tradition for a while.
Yeah, we've been doing this for several years. We got the vid slowed us down there for a couple years.
The vid. The C word.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about
it. So, but we've been doing this. This is, I think, our sixth one, I believe. Fifth or sixth one.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. So.
I've been involved with five of them so far, so...
Okay. Okay, very, very good. And you, so tell us a little bit about, I know we've had you guys explain this before, but Cub Pack 5058, is this like a Cub Scout thing versus a Boy Scout thing?
Yeah, this is Cub Scout, so this is the younger group. So this is going to be that kindergarten through, fifth grade, but before you.
So you're in kindergarten?
You actually think I'm in kindergarten?
He's a big kindergartner.
I mean, no, I don't know.
So no, you know, as they progress up, so he's one of our Arrow of Lights. So
this is what you get for messing with me. I call you a kindergartner. He's messing with me off the air.
So
I'm a fourth grader.
So yeah, he's fourth grade. So by the time they get into fifth, then that's when they transition into Boy Scouts.
Okay, very good. So you said you're a what of light?
Arrow of Light.
Arrow of Light. What does that mean? Can you explain that to our viewers?
I have no clue. Surprisingly, I don't know.
It's like the equivalent of Eagle Scout for the Cub Scouts. It's the highest thing they can earn.
Oh.
Essentially, that means he's been with the programs, as you can see with all his badges here. He's been with the program since the beginning. He's helped recruit. I mean, Michael's been, we watched him grow, and he's come a long way, especially to be able to get on the radio like this and do what he's doing. It's a fine example of what Scouts does.
He's usually kind of shy and backwards with new folks. Mm-hmm. But then once he gets to know folks,
look out.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to see him be able to break out of his shell a lot quicker than he used to. So he does lots of stuff.
As a kindergartner, you can talk to a microphone.
Okay, this is actually kind of getting weird. Being called a kindergartner in fourth grade.
I'm just teasing you. Yeah. So tell us, you guys have a chicken noodle dinner coming up, which, you know, this comes into the food part where we all get excited about that. So let's talk about that.
All right. So chicken noodles and green beans, gym beverages or water. Yeah.
I heard that discussion on the radio that gym beverage is the water of
Wilson water. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
We do have mashed potatoes, too. That's something someone forgot to put on our flyer.
Okay. And I assume when you talk about chicken noodles, mashed potatoes are there. That was an assumption on my part.
Yes.
Well, you know what they say when you assume, John.
Oh, yes. And I've been told that.
But no, yeah, you got to have noodles and mashed potatoes. I mean, if you're going to eat all the carbs and the starch, you got to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. As well.
Now, Michael, how much does that dinner cost?
It will cost $8.
So only $8.
So only $8, you get chicken noodles, mashed potatoes, yes, and Wellston water, or water, and green beans for $8. And I read that you can add on a dessert for only
$1.
So we're still under $10 for a whole meal, including dessert.
Yes.
Yeah.
So trying to keep it as cost efficient as we can. Things are tight. So we've tried to keep our costs as steady as we can. So, and our noodles are going to be made that morning. So they're going to be very fresh noodles. So we're excited to.
The cakes we're going to be making Thursday night with the boys. Part of the meeting is going to be actually making the cakes and decorating them with them. That way we can help them do that. And I'm sure more of the families, we have an overwhelming support when it comes down to this. Last year we did over $1,200 in chicken noodle sales.
That's
and
a lot of $7 chicken noodle dinners and cakes. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, at the end of the night, we'll have meals from 4 to 6:30. We'll be able to deliver in town.
Okay.
At 6:45, we're going to go Facebook Live at Cub Pack 58 Events. And we're going to, that way, if for some reason you're out of town and can't be there to bid, you can bid online.
On a cake?
So, on the cakes. Now, we've had cakes from Minecraft, we've had Roblox, we've had archery, we've had camping, the themes and designs. Oh, yes. Yeah.
How fun.
And the kids are the ones who choose to decorate how they want. So this is 100% awesome. The kids doing it. We take care of the chicken noodle part, and we make sure they don't burn themselves. Other than that, it's them mixing it, it's them making it, and it's their imagination decorating it.
Love that. So do you have an idea for your cake?
I'm probably going to make it fishing themed.
Fishing themed?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
I mean, I like fishing, but I haven't gone fishing in a while.
It's, the weather's been a little cold. So
it's been been a little nippy. So where do you like to go fishing?
Lake Alma.
And then what kind of fish are in Lake Alma?
Well, there's a fish I've never seen before in Lake Alma. I have no clue what it is, but
did you catch it?
Nope. It was dead. All the same fish was dead.
So basically, it's a dead fish.
Medium. But there's also bluegill, bass, and catfish. I never caught a catfish. I've seen one, but never caught one.
Surprise. I don't. Catfish scare me.
I know, right?
They taste so good.
Oh, no, they're so scary looking.
They're fish are friends, Afu, John.
Just whiskers.
Yeah, that sting you and stuff. There's those people. So would you ever, you say you like fishing, would you ever do that thing where you stick your hand down in the mud to get a catfish out? Isn't that crazy?
What?
No.
Did you know that was a thing?
Noodling.
No. It's called noodling?
It's called noodling. Yeah.
It's called dum-dum.
You can catch a fish with a flashlight, too.
What?
Yeah, you make a figure-eight pattern, and then you just... At night, you can catch fish using a flashlight.
Because they come up toward the light. Oh. Don't go to the light.
This just sounds really bad for the fish.
Things you learn in scouting.
There you go. That's so true, though. Absolutely. Yeah. And that is why scouting is so important. So you started what? I'm just joking. He really isn't a kindergartner. Did you start when you were that young, though, in Cub Scouts?
Yep.
I was not kindergarten, though. Right?
Yeah, you were.
Lion.
Yeah,
you started as a lion.
Yeah.
I thought you started as a tiger.
No, you started as a lion, then a tiger. Yeah. I remember. Trust me, I was there.
Well, you've been with us for a while now.
Well, yeah.
So, wait, did you get out of school to come here today?
Well, whenever this is all over, then.
He has to go back.
So he's hoping this stretches out as long as possible.
I was
going
to say, so if we keep you here, if you talk long enough, then you don't have to go. Yeah, till 2:36.
I got to school every day for 2 hours for a whole year, so yeah, it's a good deal, man.
Oh.
Just keep on talking, buddy.
So what kind of stories can you come up with for the next 7 hours?
Yes.
I can come up with day camp.
Day camp? Talk about day camp.
Oh, yeah. So we have all these... cool activities that we do. We have archery, fishing, crafts. Nature is one of them that I remember. But, yeah. And we also have fishing, which I was there a lot. Whenever we had that one day camp towards of where we didn't have any leaders at that point because, well, we were just around, like, some things, we could actually... do anything we want, and I just chose fishing the whole fishing time.
So you fish the whole time?
So yeah,
basically,
they would.
And then archery.
As they get older, they can camp, and they can camp with their families and stuff during day camp, and that's something he's talking about is
about afterwards.
Afterwards,
after
you know,
the camp
which
was over.
Is actually which is pretty.
He wasn't just on his own.
I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, where there's no supervision, right?
I swear there's supervision.
See, that's something we used to do when I was in Cub Scouts. My family would take their vacation at Boy Scout camp.
Okay.
And my mom and dad would help run Cub Scout camp. And then at night, we had run of the whole camp. And it was just something very similar to what he was saying. It was very nice, very liberating, because when you're that young, you don't usually get options like that.
Yeah,
but
the
you know
world
you're
is
in a
your
safe,
oyster, though, right?
You're in a safe environment, and you're in an enclosed, you know. Also, it kind of gives you a preparation for when you are in Boy Scouts, because in Cub Scouts, it's leader and parent-oriented.
Okay.
We work hand-in-hand, but once he gets into Boy Scouts, it's going to be him. He's going to have to step up, and everything that he wants to do, he's going to have to do and decide that on his own, where we kind of guide them right now. And that's something that we kind of lean towards as he gets older, as they are alike, and which is one reason why he's here to help promote. This is something Michael's never done before, so it's a good experience for him. And he's, like I said, he's grown a lot in his leadership skills and stuff like that.
Well, you're doing a fine job so far, buddy.
See, and he actually smiled. So
yeah, he didn't give me the...
No,
I just don't like smiling. Well, that's all.
I like to embarrass Michael. Like I said, I've known him since, what, about yay tall, maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, I have known him since before, but I've known him in Scouts.
Yes.
Since, but, yeah, that's because I'm old. Okay, stop.
Yeah.
We're picking up.
Now, you want to talk about what we've been working on here this past month?
We want to talk about deliveries real quick.
Oh, deliveries, yes.
We
want to
talk about deliveries because... So
deliveries,
if you're
back
in the city
to the noodles
Wilson,
and the mashed potatoes and the green beans and stuff, yes.
Cub Scout, train of thought. Oops, sorry. So we do have deliveries. Deliver in the city of Wellston. Just call 740-978-7489, and we will get your order set up and get you there. Just let us know which gem beverage or if you want a bottle of water, And, okay. We'll get that to you. And if you want a dessert, we'll pick a dessert out and bring you a dessert as well.
Bring it to you as well. And that's within the city.
Within the city. So yeah, just because it'd be tough for us to be.
Is this? Yeah, this is on Saturday.
Yeah, so okay. It'll be this coming Saturday.
And just so everybody doesn't get confused, this is at the Hope Methodist Church Fellowship Hall.
Yeah, Wellston Hope Methodist.
Not the one where everybody has stuff.
So, no, not at St. Peter and Paul, because that'll be the Boy Scout auction, which is coming up March 9th. So, mark your calendar.
There you go.
So, I'll be there
more
for that
food too. To talk about.
Double promotion.
And we'll be back for that. But,
good deal.
We'll be at Wellston Hope Methodist. We'll be down in the Fellowship Hall, so 219 East 1st Street. And we'll make sure that you can get your food coming in. You can stay and eat with us there, or, like I said, you can take out, or we can deliver as well.
Sounds delicious to me. And Michael here is going to make all the noodles, right?
No.
No. The adults are going to do that.
Okay.
The adults will do that part.
He's going to make the fish and cake.
Yes, he will do the fish and cake.
Okay. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So tell us what you've been up to as far as a Cub Scout. What have you been doing?
I'm with derbies, really. I've been working on my car.
What's that?
It's a...
I know what a car is, but what are you...
No. It's a block of wood that is pine, and you shape it into whatever you want, basically.
Into like a race car.
Basically.
And then we'll race those on the 29th.
And then they just... Is it like... You just...
Down a track.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a gravity... Down a track, so no engines, no motors, nothing like that.
How big is the car? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This seems like this would be a really fun thing.
About 5 3/4 inches. There we go.
Okay.
It teaches them some. We spent a meeting teaching them proper woodworking safety guidelines and stuff like that, especially when using saws and drills and stuff, which. They're not allowed to use any electric, you know.
Okay, so no power tools used in the
yes, but derby cars. You know, we do. You know, the leaders, we'll cut it to the shape that they draw it on and stuff, and we'll cut it to that shape for them.
Okay,
and then they take it from there. They paint it, they decorate it, however they want.
They can do with some of the woodworking tools. They can go and refine it and like add different pieces to it to have their own unique design.
That makes sense. So how do you know, like, what to do with your car to make it the fastest one?
Aerodynamic.
Okay. So do you have a secret in your head that you think that will work the best?
No.
No?
Weight distribution is very important, too.
Weight distribution.
And also, that goes into weight distribution and the shape of the car as well.
Well, you kind of have to have wheels. Do you put wheels on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's how it goes.
Yeah. It's just a block of wood that you cut into with wheels.
And it's about a 40-foot aluminum. We've got a 3-lane aluminum track, so it's pretty nice. And we've actually got an electronic timing system because... Some of these races have gotten so close that they've been within a thousandth of a second.
No way.
Oh, yes. And I do not want to be that parent.
You're not going to be that guy.
Yeah. It's like I am not going to be that parent because it's the way some of these cars are. It's kind of funny because some of them take off down the hill faster, but on the flats, others can be faster. So sometimes you have the one that was ahead is – winning, but the other one is catching up. So it without the electronics, it would be very difficult.
Gotcha.
When they work, that is.
Yeah, when they work. So last year, our electronics, the timing worked, but it didn't calculate it into the computer like we were hoping.
Oh.
So we had to go through and hand put in
the
times and then calculate those. And so, but we've got the system so that we can do that. But it's a lot easier if it automatically feeds into the system for us.
Have you guys ever seen the like the YouTube videos and stuff of the people actually in the cars, like the
soapbox cars?
Dude, those videos are priceless.
They are. I watched one this morning that you mentioned that it was. Is it an Acme Rocket? He's dressed like Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. Like baby carriage.
Oh, it's
It's crazy.
And some of these designs, we get ultra thins on up to pickup trucks and semis. I mean, whatever the kids we had last year, we had a Humvee. I mean, just they whatever
they whittled a block of wood into a Hummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome. So that'll be Thursday the 29th. So if you're interested, come and see what these kids have done.
Where's that?
So that'll be at Wellston Hope. It'll be at 6:30.
How fun.
So on the 29th.
So what's your car look like?
Truck.
What's your truck look like?
It's just basically flat, up a hair, flat, straight down, flat, across, down.
Then did you paint it?
I'm still working on that.
Okay.
That's what I'm probably going to do tonight.
Are you
going
to paint hearts and unicorns on it?
No.
No? Okay.
And it's try to teach them about go through when you do your paint coating. You can come over, do another light coat, paint it again, mm-hmm. make it look shinier, and mm-hmm. kind of give it that nice gloss look. So some of these, it's kind of fun. Now, we've had in the past, over the years, we've had some grandparents who have helped. And it's kind of funny. They get very upset when they don't win, when they've helped.
When they've helped.
So you can usually
tell
those
losers.
Cars. You can tell those cars, but, I mean, it is kind of cool because the kids do enjoy it. I mean, and it's exciting for them to see that. The wheels are a very important part because the axles are nails that they go on. So if you put them in wrong or whatever, it can definitely affect
or crooked or something. Yeah.
Or if you drop it and then you bend it can be a mess.
So are the wheels wooden as well?
No, they're plastic. They are plastic.
Oh, they're plastic. So okay.
Now, you can go on the internet and pay $25 for a set of wheels. But,
sounds horrible.
It's one of those things. They're not BSA certified wheels. So before our races, we actually go through and have to do an inspection. We check for weight. Can't be more than 5 ounces. So we have to check for make sure it's within a certain length.
Okay.
Things of that nature. So,
don't be putting any fishing weights on the bottom of your truck.
Oh, no, you can as long as it's not over 5 ounces
in your truck.
So people use
over 5 ounces.
They've used fishing weights. They've used
washers,
tire weights, washers, coins.
I made my car. I made this year. I ended up using a tire weight as a spoiler, and then I took sinkers and broke them in half and painted them to look like headlights and glued them on there.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
They got headlights and taillights and stuff. So,
you need headlights and taillights.
See, that's what I need to do. I need to paint on some headlights. I already have taillights.
Remind me when we leave here and I'll give you some sinkers. I got them in the car still.
Okie dokie.
Very good. No, that always sounds like, so we used to talk about that sometimes here, that it would be fun to have an adult one of those. Like,
and we did mention that last year.
Oh, do you?
No, yeah. That could be one of those things. We've talked about trying to do one where we have businesses go in and they create
sponsorship,
their own.
Yeah.
And then you race business against business. Might be another good fundraiser.
We might have to kick it around maybe the summertime.
Because I do have a box of Pinewood cards I found, so.
Awesome.
There's something to that.
So we'll have to get together.
I wonder where we might be able to promote something like that.
I know.
I know.
There's this really nice lady that I've heard of. Well, some.
She's not nice.
Oh, okay.
Don't let her fool you. No, this sounds like so much fun to be a Cub Scout. So what's been your favorite thing about being a Cub Scout? What have you enjoyed the most?
Now that you think about it, you've gotten back to me and I completely lost my mind. Well, at least the most fun thing is at least mostly day camp.
He's been to day camp 5 times now, I think. So
this
year will be 6, so.
So tell me about something that you've learned how to do that maybe you wouldn't have learned how to do otherwise, other than making a car.
That's the only thing.
What?
You've learned how to do all kind of things. Well, you learn how to tie knots.
I do.
Well, didn't you learn how to identify certain types of plants?
True.
You said, you know, you remember nature from day camp, so.
Yeah.
Put him on the spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
True. We learned some physical fitness.
I need
doing?
Archery.
Archery.
Oh, that's a slingshot. My bad.
Slingshots, archery.
I want to learn. Oh, I think archery would be.
Is that the difference between
what are you doing? Like, are you doing?
Is my miming that bad? It's
like, well,
is
I mean,
my miming that bad?
John, you're more of a talker than a mimer. So.
What? I'm not a talker. So, if I came out, would you? Could you teach me archery?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We can teach anybody.
Cool. True. We also
they were able to teach me. They can teach anyone. I mean,
we have left and right hand bows.
Yep.
Ooh,
that's fine.
So I'm a weird human. I write left-handed and eat left-handed, and that's about it. I do everything else right-handed.
Are you right or left eye dominant?
What did we just discuss about that? Someone just figured me that out the other day.
Like this
I think
diamond.
I'm right-eyed diamond.
And then close your right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now close your left eye. Does it move?
Mm-hmm.
Which one moves the worst?
The right eye is what I'm looking at.
All right. So look at the camera. Now, another way is pull that back to your right eye. Does it move? Now pull it to your left eye. Can you still see the camera?
I can't with my left eye. I can see it with my right.
Okay.
So that's right eye dominant.
Right eye dominant.
Yeah.
So.
And really?
And a lot of folks are, I mean, right eye tends to be primary, but so same thing when you do, if you're doing rifle, pistol, shotgun, anything like that. Same sort of concept. So when you get into Boy Scouts, that's one of the things when they go to teach you rifles.
So we'll
teach you how to work through that and how to do that because.
Could you be left-handed but right eye dominant? Yes. And then you've got to work through that situation.
Yeah.
Because, because aiming would get different.
Yeah, because the way you have to get a good look at on the rifle, yeah. So like Jamie, my oldest, he's left-handed but right eye dominant.
Okay.
So I've got that, and then see, Max is right-eyed, right-eye dominant, and then Ben is left-eyed, left-eye dominant. So mine are all jacked up.
9:30.
So you're good.
He said he wants to go back to school, I think.
No, that's what it sounded like. He's just nervous.
No.
He's nervous.
He likes
We're
to,
just partying up in this house.
We just have a good time. Enjoying talking to the folks that are out there.
True.
Thousands of people are watching you right now.
Wait, what?
What? Now you've got to behave because they're all watching you.
Well, let's just say this. I'm not seeing them, so I'm okay for now.
So they're not there, right?
Like they're not there.
He was worried about being YouTube famous.
Oh.
And they're watching at home, and I don't even know them. And look at that. They're somewhere in the other world.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
See, I told you,
it's not like I'm in a crowd or something, like I'm on stage or something. It's like, it's different. It's different being on the radio and TV.
It is, you're right.
Then
you are correct about that.
Just doing anything else.
It is.
Yeah, because I've been asked to MC things over the years, and it gets a little bit...
out of hand.
It's different because people are... You've got, hundreds of people staring at you versus nothing. Well, Dylan... But all I see is his eyebrows.
See, bad thing is, if you got 100 people, that's 200 eyes.
Yeah, I know, right?
All I see is just his forehead.
That's right. Dylan and his forehead.
Ooh.
Very good. So, being in Cub Scouts, number one, are you all accepting new members? How does that work?
Yes.
Year-round. You can join at any point.
Oh, you can join any time. It's not like a once-a-year thing.
Yeah. Now, we tend to recruit at the beginning of the school year because it's easier to hey, this is what's going on. We've got several parades that kind of happen back to back to back.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that we can get them doing other stuff to kind of see. Through the summer, we slack off a little bit, but we try to do at least one event or two events over each month over the summer.
Okay.
That way we can earn the Summertime Pack Award.
Nice.
And that's...
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one. So... that way you can kind of keep folks flowing because there's so many people running off over the summer for vacations. So it's one of those things. That's the time
and
you can do a little.
That's bit. Another thing we promote. If you're going to do something during the summer with your parents, we want family to do things. You can always do any of the scouting events together as a family.
Which isn't that cool?
It is.
Like, I think that's one of the gripes that a lot of families have is everybody's going different directions and they don't have time to even sit down and eat dinner at night. So if you can take that opportunity and spend that time together and bond, that's awesome.
Well, and that's one of like a lot of these things. Aquila, which is leader, has to sign off on it. So, like parents can sign off on things that the kids have done, and then we will go over, review that, and put that in for their advancement. So they, it's, you can do things in Cub Scouting that you're not necessarily even doing with the group. We had kids who had gone on and done other belt loops and things like other awards that others didn't do because they did them with parents.
They just did it on their own.
Yeah. And went and did things that way. So you can do that as well. We guide through the core things to make sure that you can advance on and do that stuff. So
very cool. So will you continue on into the Boy Scouts?
For sure I will.
Okay.
Also, I've seen this kind of setup before. It's actually whenever we had the last Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, I have forgot really. I have short memory. Sometimes I have a short memory, sometimes a long memory. Sometimes I remember stuff, sometimes I don't remember stuff.
Same.
Here soon, he'll start, since he's one of the older scouts, he'll start switching over, and we do a crossover ceremony.
Okay, from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts?
And recognizing all their achievements and everything they've done. And it's a good ceremony, and we bring out a bridge, and the parents cross over with them and everything. Aww. Like that. And the packs on one side and the troops on the other, and they'll start doing things with the troop here soon to kind of get integrated into that.
And they go in, they have to go visit a couple troop meetings, can be any troop. Then they have to go on some troop outings as well to kind of see how they are, kind of start getting interacted interacted with some of those kids. So,
and something else I'd like to mention. Last year we talked about possibly adding girls to the pack and stuff.
So
like that.
So that was going to be one of my questions because we talked about that a little bit.
We actually have our first female Cub Scout now. She joined us back in September. So we are accepting.
Very cool.
You know, so if you have... if you're out there and you're interested in scouts, you have a boy or girl, the scouting program is now open to both of them. That way you guys can come do family activities and spend time together.
And I think you just answered the question that somebody out there might have is, why would a girl join the Boy Scouts? Well, because a lot of times girls have older brothers that are in Boy Scouts or whatever, and families, you know, it's easier for everybody to do stuff together that way.
It is. And
and you're doing a lot of the same things that you would be doing anyway in Girl Scouts or whatever. So.
Very similar. And then once they get to a certain age, they start to branch off and they'll start doing things with, because we still have the girl troop. And Welst as well, which Ryan Pelletier runs.
Yes, and he was in with some of them, and we talked.
Oh, good.
We talked about that. It was really cool.
That's all. Yeah, that is awesome. You know, it's something. See, when I was in the 90s in Scouts and stuff, for a girl, a female to join, they had to join the venture crew, and they had to be 17 minimum in order to do that.
Okay.
So,
14. Was it 14? They could do 14 in venturing. Because actually, one of our school principals was one of the very first female venture crew members in Jackson County and actually in a lot of southern Ohio.
Oh, really?
And so whenever we recruit at the intermediate school, it's very nice to
have her because to talk
it's like,
to.
Do you know who else here might have been a scout at one point in their life? And they're like, who? And then she'll step up. And
that's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Good leader there. Well, cool. So... what do you look forward to becoming a Boy Scout versus a Cub Scout?
See, I did it again.
What will be some of the things that you will get to do as a Boy Scout that maybe you didn't get to do as a Cub Scout?
A lot.
What he said.
Well, like in Cub Scouts, you can't do rifles or anything like that. So. As they get older and once they branch over into Boy Scouts, they'll actually start shooting .22 rifles and things like that.
Kayaking.
Well. So.
Okay.
We can
rock climbing.
Okay.
Repelling.
So did I tell you my story about that?
I think you did last time.
I think I did.
Yes.
I missed that one. I was.
Going, oh, you weren't
I
here.
I wasn't here last time. I couldn't.
Okay. So I got to tell you this story. Because y'all are crazy doing that stuff.
Well, actually, I don't remember because I've never been here in my life.
Yes,
well,
you weren't here.
I wasn't here either.
Yeah. So, when I went to Capital University, I was on, we had a TV show there called Skyline Columbus. And so,
oh my gosh.
One of the.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. So, one of the, you know, you had different duties. So, you were the host or whatever. Well, I was on the, like, the kind of the road crew that went out and did videos and stuff as segments for the actual show. So one of my assignments was to go rappelling with the Boy Scouts and like video that and get some video of that, whatever. And so I'm all like cocky Jen, get in my car with this other girl, and we drive out to this ginormous rock, and I had no idea I was afraid of heights. Like no clue. No idea. So arrogant Jen here gets, you know, the camera and they strap me all up and I get to the edge of that rock and I literally almost, I thought I was going to die. Like I was going to die right then and there on that rock. No. And they're like, no, just trust us. We will. And I was just like, I mean, it was bad. Like I literally lost it. So that's how Jen found out she's afraid of heights.
You know.
I did make it down once. I will never do it again. I survived, but I will never do it again. I thought I was going to die the entire time.
And
I never knew that. I never knew I was like afraid of heights.
Simon Kenton Council has a group called Rappel Masters, and that's probably who was training them at that time, and they are phenomenal at what they do.
Perhaps, but I wasn't trusting them. But they did not let me die, so that was good. I was basically in the fetal position and they lowered me down.
There's one way up and one way down.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So anyway, but yeah, Skyline Columbus.
I was actually the producer of Skyline Columbus in 1990 and 91.
Really?
Yes, I was.
How hilarious.
You're dating yourself a little bit there, John.
Oh, I'm old. That's okay. Older. But that's okay. But that's kind of neat. I never knew that you were on Skyline Columbus.
Yeah.
I still actually found some of the videos of that.
Did you really? I did. It was so weird because knowing me now, like I was still super backward then. And I just never would host. I was always afraid to host, which makes no sense.
I had to host once because everybody was sick with the flu that day.
Uh-huh.
So it was there.
Yep.
So.
Like, but that's funny. A small world. Anywho, that has nothing to do with Cub Scouts. Although they did save my life as I was in the fetal position being, you know, lowered off of a rock. So, yeah, it was.
So as things progress, I mean, and like so in Boy Scouts with rappelling and things like that, we had an instructor who was able to also did instructing on the side, so some of the adults got to do some other stuff, and so we were able to do some inversion and some other stuff, which is kind of cool. So tie off at about 50 feet and
no, that's not down. Cool. That's not cool.
Well, you could go the other extreme and go spelunking.
Spelunking. Oh yeah.
What's that?
Cave diving.
Cave. Go through.
You go through caves and crawling caves. And.
No. Okay. No.
Carter
I'm good.
Caves.
I'm good with my park. Feet right here on the land.
My scout master was 6'3". And he loved going.
Terry Wechter here in.
Loved climbing. Yes. Yeah. Loved climbing through the caves and stuff.
We did the
no, down in Kentucky. Yeah, down in Kentucky.
Down in Kentucky.
Yeah. So.
Dad did it.
We went down through one in Kentucky, and it was a different one that was. I've always been a little. So we got to one point where you actually had to go under a rock, and it was kind of like, well, I got stuck. No, it was one like this, and So I had to exhale everything and move an inch, exhale as much as I could.
No, So what happens when you panic and you start hyperventilating? Oh,
it was... John, you have to get out of here.
You don't
the
panic.
Only way you can get out of here is relax, calm down, and do it this way, and then you'll get through. And I did. It took me a couple minutes, but
which is another thing. We we don't just go into doing this stuff willy-nilly. We prepare for a couple months. We teach proper first aid in case something like that happens, how to keep someone calm, how to get somebody out in case stuff like that happens.
Be prepared, right?
What to do if you have to use the bathroom when you're in a cave, because you can't just leave it for somebody else. You know, that's rude. You don't just go in all willy-nilly. They actually get taught, and they actually learn how to practice. You know, practice makes perfect. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's great.
And we that was the cool. Our troop used to go quite a bit. Terry loved
sports. Oh, yes.
So we were there a lot. Because
they
have the crawlathon. And Carter Cave's crawlathon is very awesome. And it's actually not that bad. So it's something you could try to kind of show you what it's like underground.
Okay. To not get stuck.
It's one of those, you can do most of that one walking.
So. I would probably be A-okay until I got stuck somewhere, and that would be the end of that. Like,
and we'd be there going, it's okay, you can do this. Yes. You can do this. You'd be fine.
Oh, you know.
Oh, you'd be fine.
No, I think that's wonderful. And I have to think that in Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts even, you know, all of these. And I think about, you know, kind of too, I talk about 4-H a lot. Like a lot of the programs that the kids get exposed to, and like archery and, you know, shooting guns and spelunking and all of that stuff. Like that's just stuff that you probably would never have the opportunity to do otherwise.
Well, and so many things have been, actually I taught that for a while. But it was one of those things that like with, the shooting sports,
mm-hmm.
I mean, so many times firearms have been demonized in our world.
Very much.
Part of it is we have not educated enough in regards to it. That's one of the things with scouting and 4-H, things of that nature, that they're making sure that people understand them and you know it's a tool.
And the safety part of it.
Right. And you're doing things in a safe manner, but this is a tool and how you can do it. You can do it for hunting. You can do it for competition. You can do it just for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And how scouting is kind of that that basis for a lot of these kids, that a lot of them would never get that opportunity.
I think you're right. So how, if somebody wants to join, and there are other troops anywhere you're listening, obviously, in our viewing area, but how would one, you know, go about joining the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts?
No matter where you are, if you go to beascout.org.
B-A-Scout.
B-E-A-S-C-O-U-T, beascout.org.
Okay.
And you put in your zip code, and it will give you, depending on what radius you pick, it can be anything within 5, 10, 25, 50 miles.
Okay.
So that you can decide where you want to go, see who all is available. We'll tell you a little bit about each of the units.
Okay.
And gives you contact information so you could do that. If you're in Wellston, at Wellston Hope Methodist Church, 219 East 1st Street, Thursdays, 6:30, we're there. And stop by and we can let you see what's going on, what we're doing.
Very cool.
And sometimes that's how we've gotten a few kids to join. They'll come in and kind of watch for a couple weeks and then decide that, hey, this isn't too bad.
Well, or you know, like bring a friend with you, right? Like if you have a friend that may be interested.
He does have his recruiter patch.
Where's your recruiter patch?
It's underneath it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He does have it. Oh, there
it is.
It's
just hiding.
So, and it's, if you bring, is it, well, I think it used to be three, but now it's three. It is still, it's just one now. Yeah. It used to be three. But just bringing one person and recruiting somebody in, I mean, there's a patch for that. So.
Cool.
Now, I do want to talk about where some of the funds go that we get for these. And So we pay, they do have a membership fee they have to pay every year. And one thing we try to do is, it's not viable sometimes for some families to be able to, especially if they have multiple kids.
If they have, yeah, right?
You know, what it costs for me and my brother and my sister to go through scouting back when I was in, now costs just for one to go through scouting.
Sure.
So it adds up, especially when you know, a uniform is not cheap. Yeah, these last a while. I've had this for about 30 years now myself.
Okay.
You know, you take care of it, they'll last. But the point is, these aren't cheap.
Yeah.
we just bought books for our kids, and they end up saying, well, we're changing requirements, so now we got to buy books for all brand new books again.
So, yeah, in June, we're getting all different books. So we bought extra books that we can no longer use. So
awesome. Yeah.
So a lot of the funds that we get for this goes towards that.
Okay.
It 100% goes towards the boys. Most of the stuff that is bought is donated. We get used for the chicken noodles. That way, the boys benefit from it as much as possible.
So yeah, like the flour, the green beans, things like that. We'll get donations of that from folks within the unit a lot of times, sometimes outside. And we use that to help keep the costs down so more money can go to getting them to day camp, getting them help with registration, things of that nature. We went from, it used to be $25 for a year. We're now at $168 a year for one scout.
Okay.
And that's without the magazine. So,
it's...
And with Scout Life, kids that read Scout Life tend to stay in scouting a lot longer because it helps to educate and to talk about some of the other kids. There's Scouts in Action is one of the sections in there that's really awesome. And it talks about kids from Cub Scout age on up that have helped save lives because of the skills that
they have. Yeah, for sure.
And it helps, like I said, we were talking about this before we came in, but the driver that won Daytona 500 is an Eagle Scout.
Oh, really? Yes. How fun.
One of the first, who was it? First man on the moon, or it was an Eagle Scout?
Yeah.
So,
Well, and all of that makes sense because the discipline that you have to have and the motivation to go through all of those steps to become an Eagle Scout, would make you better off in life, right? Yeah.
And speaking as an Eagle, so it's one of those things that people don't realize, but when you put that on your resume or something of that nature, and you go to my first job outside of working for mom, I got because I was an Eagle Scout.
The guy it's a bond.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you're an Eagle, okay." And so we ended up talking about scouting instead of the work interview.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, I had a job offer because.
But he can't be all bad because he's an Eagle Scout.
He was So my boss ended up being an Eagle Scout, and he realized, hey. But it's one of those things that there is so much more in regards to it than a lot of people think, and you look across. The decades and look at where Eagle Scouts were in leadership. So Ford was our only Eagle Scout president, but there's been others in the House, in the Senate, in business. So they're in all gamuts of our society.
Yep.
And if you go to the military, you get three ranks. You go in as an E3 instead of an E1. So, which the only...
Really?
Yes. Which is a lot more money.
Well, even if speaking as one who failed to get his Eagle, but I was in the military, and the skills that the scouts taught me, basic training was a breeze.
Okay,
I had no problems up until qualifying for the rifle, mainly because I did not have my glasses. I had to wear military glasses, and they're special. The least.
I can only imagine.
That's why they call them BCGs. We'll
tell you
what that is later.
Okay.
Yes.
Not online.
So they were the skills that you learn in scouts, regardless, will help you throughout everyday life.
I can see that.
That's one of the reasons why teaching them to cook, teaching them to bake, teaching them as a bear, one of the things you have to do is sew a button. So teaching some of the things that really come
common sense, normal everyday tasks
that we all need, and so it's we cover a gamut. Yes, we do fun stuff. Some things, sewing a button isn't necessarily the most exciting thing, but it's something that has come in handy way too many
times. That's how you keep a uniform for 30 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or sewing on your daughter's prom dress that the zipper breaks out or something,
I'm not doing that one.
It's always a good skill that people forget.
I'm not that good.
We live in a wasteful society now that things get replaced and people don't realize that some things can be easily fixed just with a little thread.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. It's a good skill to have, like John was saying, cooking, cleaning, learning how proper cleaning, you know, first aid. I told the story last year. We had a kid in our pack or troop that he was chewing on a fork, and a piece broke off, and he swallowed it and started choking him. And we, one of our scouts knew to go in there and, you know, to get it out because it wasn't.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he would have never learned that. And they're in the middle of the woods. So there would have been no way for him to get any help. Or
he saved them.
Yeah. And that's awesome. You know, that's, again, stuff that we teach, and we start at a young age. That way they, when the time comes, like you said, getting stuck in the middle of a cave makes you panic.
Sure.
Seeing someone shooting a geyser of blood makes you panic.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
But we can fix that.
Yes, but and through practice.
With some duct tape and a, no, I'm just kidding.
Depends on how much pressure you need.
Duct tape.
Depends on how much duct tape you have, right?
But yeah, it's a skill we learn, and the skill we practice makes perfect again.
Sure.
You teach them to not panic and to breathe, and everything else comes just as it should.
Well, and it's just, again, always being prepared, yes. Right? So if you're mentally prepared and know what you're getting into and you feel comfortable doing those things, then that's awesome.
Well, and our slogan is be prepared, and our motto is do a good turn daily. So and
for the Cub Scouts, right. It's do your best.
Okay.
So, and you know, we're always trying to make sure that
it doesn't matter if you pass or fail. What matters is you've done the best you can. You gave it your all, and you know, you learn from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that a lot of what we can ask from everybody? Except for just John here.
Just John.
So tell us about the economic development world. How many plants are coming to Jackson?
Oh, goodness. Well, we are working. We've got lots of projects, got lots of irons in the fire.
Put on your different hat for one second.
And sometimes things.
Tell us the gossip. What do you know?
Sometimes things are slow to happen.
You can't tell me anything. That's why I'm messing with him.
Sometimes things are slow to produce, but when everything falls into place, like I said, we had 10 wins that brought in over $18 million worth of investment last year. So I think this year is going to be even better.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to do a little self-promoting, I'd like to say I'm the current adjutant now at Wellston Post 371, American Legion.
Okay.
If there's any veterans out there that would like to join and hasn't joined Legion or anything like that, up until May 31st of this year, the post will pay for your membership. Yes, it's a $30 membership. You know, we're trying to expand our veterans group and to reach out to those and make a community stronger because we do have a lot of veterans.
Yes,
here.
We do. And they should be supported
and
appreciated for sure. Yeah. Very good. Up until May 31st, then.
Up until May 31st. So that's my self-promotion done there.
That's good. No, that's really good. So, okay, let's self-promote Michael here.
Waiting for this. I'm pretty sure no one's heard my voice in a while.
Here, tell them come out and join us.
Yeah.
All right.
Just remind them why we're here.
Oh yeah, chicken noodle dinner.
There you go, chicken noodle.
And also the cake auction. Don't forget about the cake auction.
Please join us.
Saturday, February 24th.
At what time?
4 to 6:30. And the dinner is $8.
And
chicken.
Okay, go ahead.
Chicken noodles, green beans, and mashed potatoes, gin beverages, or water.
He's doing great.
And desserts sold separately for $1. And we also have Wellston deliveries. Call 740-978-7489. Cake auction, too. 6:45. We will also stream on Facebook Live for remote bidding too.
And what's the Facebook page called?
Cub Scout Pack 58 Events.
What he said.
So just search Cub Scout Pack 58 Events and that'll get you there.
Cub Scout Pack 58 Events. Because you guys have, if you're wondering why, they have a page where they all communicate, and then the event page.
Yeah, the event page. Yeah, or
a public page.
With us being in the digital world, the way Facebook works, if you tag somebody in something and they're a friend of a friend, they can see those tags.
Yeah.
And that's just not a it's not a safe environment, especially with something we teach is the cyber chip.
Sure.
And it's about online safety. We are living in a digital world now.
Yes, we are.
And it's not going anywhere. And new dangers are arising, and we want these kids to be fully aware and protected at the same time.
Well, and that's we also have our scouting has a youth protection program, and with that youth protection, I mean, there's things that we have to make sure that we follow so that we're not endangering.
That's wonderful.
Scouts, so.
It is. I think anybody that works with youth should have some type of youth protection training.
Thank you.
Yeah, you might need that.
Well, very good. All right. So, what's your favorite subject in school?
None of them.
None of them? Recess?
That's my daughter. She always said, I love recess.
Lunch?
Eh. Depends on what it is.
Oh, okay.
Science.
Terrible.
What? Math?
Even worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Math is
worse. I'm hurt.
Aw.
Say the same thing. I'm teaching my daughter homeschool, and I'm saying the same thing. It's,
yeah.
I'd rather be homeschooled than regular school.
No, no. Both parents are emphatically
like, absolutely not.
Under no circumstances.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
Well, guys, we hope that that everybody comes out and supports Cub Pack 5058 Chicken Noodle Dinner and Cake Auction this coming Saturday. And again, it is at the Wellston Hope Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. So we want to make sure that we mention that because it may be confusing to some people. But get your chicken and noodles and your mashed potatoes and your green beans and your drink and all of that stuff all for $8.
Yeah.
$8. So.
Can't beat that.
No.
And it's not. All
homemade.
Homemade. So
everything.
The morning of. Yep.
Yeah. That you cannot beat that.
Oh, yeah. And dessert for $1.
And dessert for $1.
So that equals $9.
You got it. It basically does. See, you do like math.
Less than $10. There we go. So
at least if it's addition. That's the most easiest thing to do with math.
Yes. Math is in our everyday life.
It is.
It's hard to believe, but it is.
Now, maybe not if a train leaves, you know, here at 7:40 and, you know, maybe not that, but, you know. But basic math, yes, absolutely. All right, well, have to get out of here for the day. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Oh, cycle search clue, right?
Oh, boy.
Today is day one of the cycle search, and we're going to give that cycle search clue right now, so we'll let Michael do it.
What?
You have to read the very first cycle search clue.
Just do it like you did. You did a wonderful job.
Yep.
The search begins today. Where two bikes will come into play. Who knows which county it might be? Keep listening in order to find the key.
Good job.
Very good.
It rhymes.
It does. Pretty cool,
It kind of rhymes.
Somebody was a little artistic.
Yes.
Someone is. I don't know who.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go. Get out. Start looking for that cycle search key, and it will be a lot of fun, guaranteed. And get out, have some chicken noodles this weekend as well. So guys for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, especially so long.
Thanks for having us again.
Hey, no. That's
now I have to go to school.
Love talking with you guys. Now he can go to school.
Yep.
So, all right, we'll be back here tomorrow. Actually. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton counties and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of